Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's 10:30, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Vic Palatian with Aaron Louie and Samantha Butler. It is currently a sunny 10 degrees outside our East York studios. We'll be moving to a high of 16 this afternoon. And now on to our headlines. A massive earthquake hits Western China. The Toronto Maple Leafs look set to name a new captain. And Sam Butler will give us a heads up on some great local events. Now on to our top story. A series of earthquakes hit Western China and left at least 400 dead and another 10,000 injured. According to CP24, Chinese officials said that houses made of mud and wood collapsed, causing thousands of injured civilians to fill the streets. Karsum Nima, the Yushu County television station's deputy head of news, told CCTV, quote, "In a flash, the houses went down. It was a terrible earthquake," unquote. The quake was measured at 6.9 on the scale by the U.S. Geological Survey. CP24 reports that the China Earthquakes Network Center believes there will be more 6.0 magnitude earthquakes in the next few days. Now on to some Canadian news. The body of Private Tyler William Todd will return to Canada today. The Canadian soldier was killed by a roadside bomb near Kandahar City over the weekend. There have now been a total of 142 fallen soldiers since troops were sent to Afghanistan in 2001. The 26-year-old from Bright, Ontario, was a member of the 11 Platoon Delta Company from the 1st Battalion of the Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry based in Edmonton. His family told CP24 that Todd was an adventurous young man who never missed the opportunity to put a smile on someone's face. The body is set to arrive at CFB Trenton sometime around 2 p.m. this afternoon. Adam Giambroni announced yesterday he will not seek re-election in Ward 18. John Spratt was there when he officially launched his bid earlier this year.
It was like a scene out of a rock concert as embattled TTC chairman Adam Giambroni officially declared his candidacy. He addressed screaming supporters inside the jam-packed Revival nightclub on College Street. Giambroni says it's time for a mayor who works with Torontonians to plan for the future.
We know the passage done today to make Toronto the city we want it to be tomorrow. That's why I'm running for mayor. There's an old saying, 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than by the things that you did do. So let's get to work and map out our future together. That's why I'm running for mayor.
But the positive vibes inside the club didn't carry outside, where a group of angry citizens protested the announcement. Neighborhood resident Steve Barboza says Giambroni's left a trail of broken promises over his last 8 years as a city councilor.
He lied about bike lanes. He lied about cutting down 7 healthy trees, which he cut down 2 of them. And probably one of the worst things is he took away my neighbor's handicapped parking spot and said he no longer needed it, when in fact my neighbor bought the house on Lansdowne because his brother needed the handicapped parking spot.
Giambroni is 32 years old. He'll face tough competition in his campaign to lead Toronto. Former Deputy Premier George Smitherman is leading in early polls. John Spratt, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Thank you, John. In some related news, TTC riders got a scare early this morning, but for once it wasn't because of poor customer service. At around 2:30 a.m., a truck made its way onto a designated streetcar lane, causing an accident at Bathurst and St. Clair. The collision caused the streetcar's rear wheels to come off the track. Police say no one was injured in the incident. That's all for news. Now on to Aaron with the sports.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Louie, and today in sports. Dion Phaneuf may be the new Leafs captain coach, Coach Ron Wilson announced yesterday. Wilson says that the position would be discussed over the summer after going last season without a captain. The position was previously held by Matt Sundin. As to why Phaneuf was considered to be the Leafs captain, Wilson says that he plays aggressively and is actively involved in the community. Phaneuf claims that promoting him to captain was not discussed when he joined the Leafs. Turning to basketball, the Raptors maintained their determination to make the playoffs Monday night as they dominated the Detroit Pistons. The win comes as a relief after recent losses. The Raptors are currently battling Chicago for the 8th and final seat in the postseason. The Raptors host New York Knicks in a must-win game tonight. But even if the club can pull off a win, their playoff hopes depend on whether the Bulls win or lose. If the Bulls win tonight, the Raptors will be sitting on the bench this postseason. All eyes were on Tiger Woods during the Masters on the weekend, and you'll be seeing much more of the number one golfer. A USGA spokesman announced yesterday that Woods will be part of the Pebble Beach tournament in June. The announcement comes after Woods placed fourth at Augusta and said that he planned to take time off from golf to reflect on recent events. As the OFSA Provincial Boys Basketball Championship ended in high drama on the court, it was the foundation of the tournament that received all the accolades off the court. As Observer Radio News' Andrew Robichaud reports, the effort of a solid volunteer squad was too good to be overlooked.
They were the first to arrive at the Durham College gyms every morning and the last to leave at night. A flood of high school volunteers seemed to occupy just about every space other than the basketball court for the three-day tournament. With the help of a committee of teachers from the Durham area, event convener Michael Kennelly oversaw the recruitment of responsible scorers, team ambassadors, and door personnel.
Each of the committee members, basically from about five high schools in the area, I asked each of them to bring their best team of scorers. So we ended up with about 40, I would say, altogether, high school students who were playing a role, either as minor officials or support staff.
Volunteer coordinator Tina McNee, a gym teacher at O'Neill Collegiate and Vocational School in Oshawa, said she's amazed at the job of the students, but not at all surprised by it.
We've had some kids from other schools, from Dunbarton, Jay Clark, and A. Jackson Anderson, who've helped out as well, and their teachers selected them. But they have been troopers. They've missed 3 days of school, so they're going to have some homework to catch up on. But we chose them because we knew they were responsible to catch up with school, and they're doing a great job.
The tournament looked great and was lucky to have this little bit of a lot of help. Andrew Robichaud, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
The Canadian under-18 hockey team lost to Switzerland yesterday in the preliminary round of the IIHF World Under-18 Championship. The Swiss made two goals in the first period. Quinton Howden answered back with Canada's first goal, trailing the Swiss 2-1 midway. The Swiss team sealed the deal with their third goal on an empty net with 5 seconds left. Coach Guy Carbonneau says he'll use the loss as motivation for his team to pick things up in their next game. Canada faces host country Belarus tomorrow. And that's all for sports. Tune in after the break, where Sam will have the latest in entertainment.
Hang on.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I'm your neighbor, next door neighbor.
Yeah.
I missed you when you moved in, I guess.
Really?
I wanted to explain your shelf on your refrigerator.
The shelf? Oh, you mean the bottom shelf? The one with the whole case of Molson Golden. Boy, what a great surprise that was moving in.
It was my Molson Golden. My Molson Golden.
Your Molson Golden?
Yeah, I had an arrangement with the person you live here before.
Oh, yeah?
I sort of rented one shelf in her fridge.
You don't have a refrigerator.
Yeah, I'm a photographer. Mine's full of film and I need some place to keep my Molson Golden.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Cool. Kia, smooth, I'm sure you understand.
Oh yeah, I love it. It was terrific.
It was terrific.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, was?
It was really a shame you missed the party.
I feel like I was there in spirit.
All right, thanks, Vic. So the imagination can be a powerful thing. Just ask Diane Dupuis. Dupuis says she used imagination to dream her way to success. She's now the founder of the internationally renowned production company in Toronto called the Famous People Players. And as Observer Radio's Jennifer Romano found out, it all started with a horse named Silver.
Diane Dupuis owes her success to her imaginary horse named Silver. Together, they triumphed over adversity, and she says she owes their friendship to her favorite radio show, The Lone Ranger.
My mother would turn the radio on, and we would listen to the broadcast of The Lone Ranger. And there's something wonderful about radio, because you use your imagination more.
From now until April, she's telling the story of Silver in a production called Hi-Ho Silver, an ode to her imagination and how she kept on her high horse and never gave up on her dreams. She performs it along with her Famous People Players, a group of developmentally challenged individuals who work on stage and behind the scenes. She says they deserve the opportunity to triumph over their own limitations, just like she did.
It's not because of who you are that make people laugh or people show up other people. It's because you're truly talented, and you have the same right to be up on this stage as anybody else.
Her longtime business partner, Douglas Gardner, says he's watched the players develop a multitude of skills over the years, and it's all thanks to her leadership.
And to see them develop, you know, the ones who were just starting with the company and the other helping in the dining room, and then the other turning up on the stage. And so I think it's marvelous for them and fabulous leadership. Oh.
The players are masked in black during the performances and are revealed at the end. Dupuy says it forces the audience to see the talent before the disabilities, and that's her dream come true. Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Thanks, Jen. And now for a quick roundup of some Toronto events this evening. Here's a tip for Toronto's musical theatre buffs. The cast of Grease is performing tonight in a benefit concert at the Rivoli. The actors will casually perform their favourite show tunes to raise money for two charities, the Actors Fund of Canada and an AIDS charity called Broadway Cares. Grease, the musical, opened on King Street last Wednesday for a 10-day run at the Princess of Wales Theatre. American Idol winner Taylor Hicks plays the role of Teen Angel. Hicks and the rest of the cast will be hanging out at the Rivoli after the show tonight for a meet and greet and an auction. The Rivoli is located at 332 Queen Street West, just east of Spadina, and the performance starts at 9:30. It's also a great day for food lovers, thanks to the Toronto Public Library. There are two events going on this evening. The first is a food and wine gala at the Toronto Reference Library at Yonge and Bloor. Chef Lucy Waverman will be sampling recipes from her new cookbook. Then wine doctor Edward Finstein will offer his suggestions for what to drink with Lucy's meals. If Asian cuisine is more your style, then head to the Guildwood Library in Scarborough. Cookbook author Naomi Duguid is hosting a culinary tour of China. For more information on both of these events, go to the Toronto Public Library's website. And that's all for entertainment. Back to you, Vic.
Thanks, Sam. That's your latest in news, sports, and entertainment. You can hear more in about 15 minutes at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.